From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Another ancient Syrian site destroyed. Islamic State militants have reportedly blown up the Arch of Triumph in the ancient Syrian city of Palmyra. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the arch had ornaments that the IS group considered blasphemous. If the destruction is confirmed by satellite images, it will be the third ancient site destroyed since Islamic State seized Palmyra in May. Russian warplanes launched several dozen air raids over parts of Syria during the weekend. Reports say the attacks were aimed at groups opposed to the Syrian government. Edward Uranian reports.
Syrian government media reported heavy airstrikes on opposition-held towns of Homs and Idlib. The Russian Defense Ministry showed videos of bombs striking what they claimed were arms depots and terrorist command centers. Video from Syrian opposition groups showed victims of what they claimed were Russian airstrikes on the towns of Telbisi and Rastan. Syrian opposition leader Khaled al-Hoja claimed most of the Russian attacks were aimed at what he called moderate opposition targets. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Sunday that the whole Middle East would be destroyed if Russia's aerial bombardment of militants opposed to his regime does not succeed. A double suicide attack Sunday in southeastern Niger left at least 8 dead. They include 4 bombers in the city of Diffa in what is believed to be another spillover attack involving jihadists, with Boko Haram operating primarily in Nigeria. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter is promising a full and transparent investigation of the U.S. airstrike at a hospital in northern Afghanistan that left at least 22 people dead on Saturday. The bombing triggered a firestorm of criticism from aid groups, including the international medical charity Doctors Without Borders, which operated the medical facility in Kunduz. Afghan authorities say 10 to 15 Taliban fighters are hiding in the hospital and on its grounds. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced tough new measures against Palestinian extremists Sunday because of a recent surge in violence. He declared his country is in a war to the death against terrorism. Mr. Netanyahu said demolitions of terrorist homes will be speeded up, security forces in Jerusalem and the West Bank will be bolstered, and jailing suspected terrorists without trial will be expanded. Israeli police shot and killed a Palestinian Sunday who stabbed and wounded an Israeli teen outside the Old City. Israel imposed a 2-day ban Sunday, which restricts access to Jerusalem's Old City, after a Palestinian man killed 2 Israelis and wounded 2 others in a stabbing attack Saturday. The government of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas denounced the restrictions as an Israeli escalation against the Palestinians. South Carolina's governor is pleading with residents to stay home inside because she says more rain is on the way in the worst rainstorm ever in the state. Governor Nikki Haley said Sunday as much as 61 centimeters of rain fell in some parts of South Carolina along the southern U.S. Atlantic coast. Several major highways are shut down, as are schools, businesses, and state offices. At least 5 storm-related deaths are reported. Torrential rains pounded the French Riviera overnight Saturday, dumping almost 18 centimeters of rain in just 3 hours on the fabled Mediterranean coastline and turning it into a sea of mud. Authorities say at least 17 people were killed. President Francois Hollande visited the region Sunday, expressing official condolences and urging residents to remain cautious and avoid roadways, many of them damaged and blocked by trees, mud, and debris. The death toll from last week's massive landslide in the outskirts of Guatemala's capital is now up to 131. Officials say young children and newborn babies were included in the toll. Authorities say finding any survivors from the landslide that buried hundreds of people under tons of earth is highly unlikely. More than 100 people remain missing. The landslide struck about 15 kilometers east of the capital, Guatemala City. And a powerful typhoon made landfall in southern China Sunday afternoon, killing at least 4 and causing tens of thousands to evacuate coastal areas. The typhoon Mujigai would drop as much as 280 millimeters of rain in some areas by Monday morning, according to forecasters.
That's the latest world news from VOA.